What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Doesn't it feel like the pandemic was a lifetime ago? I feel like for so long wearing masks and COVID and all of that just seemed to consume us. And I feel like 2024 is kind of the first year I've sort of not really thought about it, which is weird because it stole my early 20s, the hottest years of my life, all because of a virus. But now Business Insider is reporting on some artists that were caught misusing some of their pandemic relief funds. This is awful. So some of the people that have been named in this report from Business Insider are Chris Brown, Lil Wayne, Steve Aoki, and Ray. I looked up how to pronounce this earlier, and I can't remember how to do it. Ray Shrimmer.
How is it spelled that it sounds so complicated?
It is kind of hard to pronounce.
Okay, thank you. I practiced this for like 5 minutes. I was like, don't mess it up. And I got nervous, and I didn't want to mess it up, and now I don't know how to
messed that one up, too. It's a tough one.
Yeah, Ray Shrimmer.
Yeah, go with that. That's better.
It's spelled S-R-E-M-M-U-R-D, Ray Shrimmer. Anyway, so Chris Brown received a $10 million grant, and the report says he kept $5.1 million. He spent $80,000 on his birthday party, which included models and body paint, an LED dance floor, and nearly $30,000 worth of hookahs and bottle service. While I was stuck in my 1,000-square-foot apartment eating ramen and watching Bridgerton for the seventh time.
I mean, this was a pretty common story when this was, you know, when they were giving this out also, as people were buying new cars and new trucks with it and stuff.
Yeah, Lil Wayne received $8.9 million. Allegedly, he spent $1.3 million on private jets, nearly $500,000 on clothes, and $15,000 on female companions. Stevie Aoki received $2.4 million, and he paid himself $1.9 million. And hip-hop duo Ray Shmurmur received $7.7 million and apparently kept most of it for themselves, when I think a lot of it was supposed to go to their touring staff, because that was the reason they got these grants in the first place, is because you couldn't tour because it was a pandemonium, so you couldn't go out and sell tickets and stuff. So kind of heartbreaking to hear that this is what went down with all that money.
Yeah, because I mean, keeping it for yourself and not paying like your employees or those that are working on your tour so they can sustain their families, that is messed up.
Yeah, because if they can do it without them, and you can't, and I feel like they forget that a lot of the time and they become selfish.
You know what though? Too late. I mean, what can they do about it now? He's already spent the money, got the employees. They've already been screwed over. So what can you do about it now?
No. We can shame them on a public platform.
Well, no, that too. They can reimburse them. Like, you can go after them for the money. It's not like they don't have the money.
Yeah, they're
like,
not broke.
Yeah, so like, you screwed up. You spent the money. So now we're going to go after you and file like whatever kind of civil lawsuit so we can get our like restitution.
If you had $30,000 to pay for female companionship, we're going to court.
Yes.
This kind of feels like the kind of thing that Trump would be really serious about. Like, I'm going getting that cash back for the United States of America.
Yeah, so pay up, Rachel Mama. It's so fun to say now. Okay, Billie Eilish has done this really cool thing with Vanity Fair where every year they film her and they ask her the same questions. And they've done it for 8 years now. So she has like this time capsule where she can look back and see what she said the year prior and years before and kind of compare it to how she is now, because I think Vanity Fair kind of saw her 8 years ago and was like, this girl's going to be in the industry for a while. Like, she's going to be a massive name. So she recently had a very exciting celebratory moment during this video where they played her a clip from 2023 where Billie talked about what she wants her 2024 to look like. She's like, this is my vision for the next year. And she said she wanted to be having a good piano playing year. Wink, 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 wink. And so when they played that for her for 2024, Billie, she just gave a very enthusiastic thumbs up and said,
got there. So she has now let everyone know that behind the closed doors, she's having a really great year. But I was curious from y'all's standpoint, like if 2023 you was going to set an intention for 2024, what did you want this year to look like? And do you feel like you accomplished it?
So we're going back to 2023.
Uh-huh. What do you think that person would say about the year you want to have for 2024?
Oh, I know what I want for 2025. Like, I know what I want to say now to manifest for 2025.
What would you like to manifest for 2025?
Less stress, more enjoyment.
Okay.
So instead of stressing about stuff, actually enjoying it, especially with my kid. Because, like, you work so hard to make it happen that when you, whatever you're doing that you set up, you don't actually get to enjoy it. So I want to have less stress, more enjoyment.
I think I want it to be, like, in the moment more. Like, similar to what Kristen is saying. Like, actually be present. Mm-hmm. And, no, I don't think I did that. Nope. Yeah, still working on
it's
it.
It's always next year.
I'm same. And I've already started taking the steps with tests and stuff for ADHD. So I really want to get that under control next year.
Okay. All right. Well, two of his top talents are feuding after one spilled the details on their friendship breakup. Now, Barstool's Dave Portnoy is speaking out on why one of them left the company. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.